tell you, well, it's been a while since I've had the opportunity to have a chat with this gentleman. Hello, Gavin. How are you, mate?
Hello. Well, look, apart from being a slight shade of green and developed webbed feet, I'm fine. All I've got to do is hope I don't croak it.
Yeah, it's that was very funny. That was very funny. Wet weather, I mean, today we're talking about how to manage your garden with wet weather. This has been one of those situations where we have just had so much rain, it's got to the stage where it's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, you mow your lawn on Monday and you almost need to mow it again come Wednesday.
Yes, and unfortunately that's one of those things you really do need to have to try and do, because one of the biggest words I'm going to say to you with gardens at the moment is aeration and airflow.
Right.
Now, meaning that you need to have airflow between your plants, and unfortunately with all this overcast weather and all this rain, a lot of plants have been growing exceptionally large because they're looking for light, they're looking for the sun, and they can't find it.
Right.
Now, that, of course, means that all your plants are starting to now grow into each other, and you need to create airflow. Airflow will help dry things out. And as you said with the lawns, the thicker the lawn and the taller the lawn, the longer it is going to take to dry out. So, yes, airflow is one of those biggest things I've been telling everybody that you can actually do to the garden at home to help straight away. Even to the point of just putting a fork in the soil just to loosen up the ground to get some air into it. One of the biggest problems you tend to find at the moment in all this wet ground is wet ground tends to go a bit acidic.
Right.
Because of all the water sitting in it. It becomes like a bit like a swamp.
Right.
And it just, in those lower areas of the garden that tend to sit wet for a few days, will actually get that swampy smell, that smell where you need to just get the air through it. So a bit of a fork, lime and dolomite are often good for that. We often tell people that have got veggie gardens in the middle of winter, and they may get a week of rain, which takes forever to dry out. Just a sprinkling of lime or dolomite over the top just to sweeten that ground up again, and then just a bit of a fork through. With lawns, you know, we've had people after those shoes with the spikes on them,
right.
just to get a bit of aeration into the lawn. So if I was going to tell anybody that that's the first thing you can actually do to your garden at home, which doesn't cost anything apart from a bit of time, is, as I said, just to trim up those bushes, get a bit of airflow between the plants, loosen up the ground, all that sort of thing.
Do those shoes, firstly, can you buy those shoes? Readily available, are they? With the spikes on them?
I don't think there'd be many around now, though.
Because people are just buying them.
Oh, absolutely. Huge influx.
And do they work?
Yes. Yes, they certainly do. Those spikes certainly do. They're not the easiest to do, and they will exhaust you, but it's good for exercise,
absolutely.
I suppose, as well.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah.
So what you're saying is if you've got grass and you've got, you know, the opportunity at the moment, aeration is what you need. Now, is this a strange time of year to be aerating your lawn?
Yes. It's not something you would normally encourage. Feeding the lawn is something that you would always do in autumn before winter. Normally it's done before Easter so that there's still a bit of warmth in the ground to absorb that fertilizer.
Right.
So, which I would probably still do, because
okay,
one thing to remember is however the lawn is now, it's going to be exactly the same all the way through winter, possibly even worse because lawn stops growing very soon.
When you say how the lawn is now, what do you mean by that? The condition of the lawn or the colour of the lawn?
Yes, no. More the condition, and the fact that brings me on to my next problem is the amount of insects that's around at the moment caused by the wet weather.
Blasted mosquitoes too.
And of course, one of the worst, which we've had a huge plague of this year, is of course the good old lawn grubs. Now, they tend to come around March every year, but there's a definite equation between the amount of lawn grubs you get and the amount of rain. Now, we already know that we've had the wettest March in history, and that also also leads on to the problem with lawn grubs. Now, lawn grubs are right up and down the East Coast, and they're pretty much eating everybody's lawn. And you don't realise a lot until you actually go out there and mow it, because you've got this green top on it, and lawn grubs eat the roots off the bottom.
So these lawn grubs, would you, because you just said they eat the roots off the bottom of the lawn, I would suspect you wouldn't see these lawn grubs, would you?
Not until you mow it. And the issue with that is it's the vibration that tends to get them to the surface. So they come up looking to see what's going on. And you tend to all of a sudden notice all these brown patches everywhere.
And how big are these lawn grubs?
Ah, look, they're very small. They're very small little grub. People liken them to like a witchetty grub, but they're not. They're much, much smaller. They're brown, and they've got a darker brown stripe up the side.
And they eat your lawn and scented brown.
Oh, and the worst thing is they come from this little moth, and the female moths can lay up to 500 eggs a night. So when some people call them army grubs, that's because they all hatch at the same time. So one minute you've got nothing, the next minute you've got an entire lawn absolutely covered, basically almost alive with these lawn grubs or army grubs. This year it's an enormous problem. As you know, I've been here 32 years, and this would be the biggest outbreak I think I've ever set eyes on.
What do you do if you find them in your garden, in your lawn?
Okay. There's different products you can get for lawn grubs. The biggest problem with most of them is the fact that you've got to do them constantly. So these things have a hatching of 7 to 10 days, which means, of course, most of these lawn grub killers you've got to put on every 7 to 10 days for maybe 3 or 4 goes before you break the cycle. And that's always been a problem. There's a product out now that is a one of the best products I think they've ever been put on the market, called Acelaprin. Now, Acelaprin GR is the only lawn grub killer that you put on once every 6 months. It's a preventative as well as a cure, so it will last in the ground for 6 months. It's completely safe for animals and kids, which generally people have one or the other, if not both. And that becomes an issue when you're putting poisons all over the lawn. And the fact that the bag does 1,000 square meters. So a lot of people have been saying, well, if I buy that bag now, I can theoretically get an entire 12 months out of it, because you only put it on once every 6 months.
So if you buy this Acelaprin and you put it on the lawn, that'll kill all the bugs, and you only need to do it once every 6 months?
It'll kill just about everything in the ground, yes.
Okay.
And it will do it once every 6 months, and it will do it completely safely. Now, this product's been used by the commercial market for many, many moons, but it's only just become in the last 12 months or 18 months available to the home garden market. Now, the reason why it is in such a 1,000 square meter bag is because it is a commercial product. And places like bowling greens and golf courses, yeah, they would need those sort of areas. A little bucket that does 400 square metres is not going to cut it when you've got to do it 3 or 4 times in the case of the other ones.
How do you distribute it?
As even as possible is the answer. Now, you can use these little hand sprayers that you put your hand through. You fill the hopper with the product, and then you turn it with your hand. There's ones that you can push behind, and as you push, as the wheels go around on the side, they then project it's the same thing they use for fertilizers. They then project it out onto the lawn. The real answer is, as even as you can. Just like fertilizers, the last thing you want to do is miss half and get half. Fertilizers, of course, you would see almost that green stripe as you throw it out with your hand, and there would be areas that you would miss. So something that you can get it out as even as you can is the ideal.
Can I ask you, what if you don't do anything? What if the grubs just stay there and you don't do anything? Will they kill all of your lawn?
Well, they won't kill it. Well, they will in the long run through other means. I mean, if you've got a lawn sitting there all winter that's completely died off, that's just dirt, basically, with a bit of foliage sitting there. It will either in this rain completely rot off, or the fact that it'll come till spring and you'll look at it and basically it'll be starting from scratch all over again. So the answer really is when they come in such enormous numbers, you really have to do something about it, because when you look at the cost of lawn at between $13.50 and $14.50 a square metre to replace it, it's cheaper to buy the product and get rid of them.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Other hints for us, Gavin? Other hints?
Okay, the other thing that we've been getting in plants very quickly are the things that people have been having problems with inside, such as moulds, mildews, all those things, leaf spots, which are a fungus leaf spot, all get on plants as they do inside. Now, I don't want people to grab their exit mould and go running out into the yard and start spraying that, because the plants won't particularly like that either.
No.
So there are the nursery versions of those sort of things that I would be really keeping on top of that sort of thing too. Things like there's a fabulous product called Mancozeb Plus. Now, anybody that knows me knows I don't particularly like running around spraying any sort of poisons anywhere. So when I do suggest something, it is usually for a very good reason. It's not just for the fun of it. Mancozeb Plus, and the other one that's on the market that we've been selling a lot of for all these things, is a product called copper oxychloride. Now, copper oxychloride is just a copper-based fungicide, and fungicides are generally a lot safer to use than insecticides, and we can go out and we can spray our roses and we can spray our crepe myrtles for powdery mildew and all those things that have got a bit of that sort of thing, a bit of, there's another one called sooty mold, which just looks like soot sitting on the stems and the foliage, all caused by too much wet weather, and all fixable as long as you give them a few sprays.
Anything else before we go?
The insect side of things. If you've got insects at home, which most people do, the three best products I can suggest for you is a product called Maverick, which is fabulous for any chewing insects. If you have had a caterpillar that's had a munch out of the leaf, Maverick is the best product. Gives them basically food poisoning, which means you don't actually have to go out there and hit them. You can spray the plant. When they come out the next night to have a bit of a munch, they will die with food poisoning. ConGuard is fabulous for beetles and aphids and little flying insects that will fly in on the plant. ConGuard's very good because it doesn't wash off straight away when you get a heavy downpour, which we've certainly had today. And the last one is pest oil. Now, pest oil is fabulous for scales. Now, scales go absolutely rampant when you've got wet weather. They multiply like mad, and they're like a tiny little fish's scale that either attaches to the leaf, stem in the center, the vein through the middle, or they can also attach to just the stems. And pest oil, being an oil-based, again, won't wash off straight away. Two or three goes about a week apart, and you should fix most of these problems up.
Fantastic. Always good to catch up with you. I should say that if you've missed any of this information in our chat this afternoon, we will put the podcast with Gavin's talk up on our local website, 2hd.com.au. So if you haven't had your pen and paper, you've been driving around in the car listening and you think, oh, gee, I should be able to write that down, but I can't, don't worry. It's on a podcast. You just go to 2hd.com.au, click on my show, and the podcast will be there. Failing that, you can pop out of a weekend and say hi to Gavin and have a chat with him, and he'll tell you all the information and give you all the products, and you can buy those products from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Absolutely you can, and I'd be happy to see anybody. The only days I'm not here is a Friday and a Saturday.
The two locations, Hillsborough Road, Warners Bay, and Pacific Highway, Orimba. Thanks, mate. Good to have you back. We'll talk next Thursday to you, okay?
I shall look forward to it.
Likewise. Thank you, Gavin. See you, matey.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.